also some of the lachas are part of Parsha Zachar. This week will be Parsha Zachar. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to remember that which Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. So that's a pasuk in the Torah. Zachar is a shos asolach Amalek, but therefore it's coming Mitzrayim. This Kiev, Chazal understand that to mean that based on the Gemara in Jerusha, that it's not just enough to remember it, but in your mind, you actually have to express it with your mouth. The Gemara says Zachar, I think that means that's enough to do a belave. It says Altishkach, therefore it requires that's enough to tell me you need lave. Zachar means you have to actually express it. A person has to express it. That which we have to do from a Sefer Torah. There is a discussion whether the Sefer Torah is the Raisa, but the Mishabura comes out that the Zekiyah of a Sefer Torah is also Mina Torah. So the Zekiyah of Mina Raisa, to read from a Sefer Torah, the Parsha of Zekiyah Machias Amalek. That which we require 10 people, we do with the Dafka as a Tzibur. So the Rosh says that that's also required Mina Torah. The Mishabura finds that questionable what the Makor is, that it's a Mina Raisa, that could be its only Mina Rabbanon. The nafkamina, whether it's midaraisa or midarabonon, if it's midaraisa and a person is not able to get to the tzibur for any reason, there's no union that you need a sefer Torah. I have my own sefer Torah, but I don't have a minion. I would not take out a sefer Torah to read Parsha Zachar because you require 10 people. If, however, midaraisa, you do not need 10 people, but you do need a sefer Torah, I should take out a sefer Torah on my own and read Parsha Zachar even though I don't have 10 people. So according to Mishabura, it should come out that a person who was not able to make it to Minyan should take out a Sefer Torah and read from the Sefer Torah Parsha Zachar. Rabbi Yasha was asked this question, whether they should do like that. He said, the minyan is not like that, Mr. Bura, and the requirement of 10 people is Mikra Adin, and therefore you do not have a minyan. There's no minyan of taking out a Sefer Torah to read from a Sefer Torah. Together, it's a key of the Raisa. The person has to require be with the minions. The person has to make sure they're at a minion. The person has to make sure that they're hearing what is said. Now you have a key of the Sefer Peh. You're not saying a Peh. The person who's reading the Sefer Torah is saying a Peh. So that's the concept called Shemeh Ka'ina. That there's a concept in Halacha. If somebody else says something and I'm listening, I'm going to be yotze with him. However, that Halacha of Shemeh Ka'ina that I can be yotze with somebody else requires that I have kavana to be yotze with him. And he has kavanah to be yotze me. So I have to have a mind to be yotze with the kriya of the Baal Kareh. When he's laying, I have to have a mind to be yotze this mitzvah. That halacha of having in mind, what mitzvah am I having in mind to remember? So the mitzvah is to remember is clear as Maisa Molek, but with the way the Chinuch says it, it's not enough to remember Maisa Molek, it's you have a key to remember Maisa Molek to the point that arouses you that you want to be Makai in the mitzvah of Timcha. So the mitzvah is to remember the maisa to the point that arouses you that you want to mekayim the mitzvah of timcha zchiras mechias amolek. So the person has in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of zchiras mechias amolek. That's number one, because the mitzvah zchiras kavana. Number two, he has in mind to be yotze with the kriya that the Baal Kareh is saying. A person should understand what he's reading. A person should understand what he's hearing. The idea is to remember it. That means you have to understand it. If a person understands the minimal understanding that Molech did something incorrect to Klal Yisrael, what they did to Klal Yisrael, and therefore they deserve it to be destroyed, that will be he will fulfill the mitzvah, the bottom line mitzvah. Preferably, a person should understand the parsha that he's reading. So before Shabbos, if a person is not familiar with exactly what the parsha says, a person should take out a chumash and read through and understand what is being said over there. However, whatever helps you understand it. Excuse me. The person wants to be the Chassam Sofer says that not only do you have a chiyuv to yotze the kriya, you have a chiyuv to yotze the brachas. Chazar Masakan say brachas on this kriya. So a person has to have a mind to be yotze with the brachas. Rav Moshe says that that's not necessary. The person does not require that. The minhag of the yeshiva is to announce to have mind to be yotze with the brachas also in order to fulfill the minhag the sheet of the Chassam Sofer. But it's not ma'akev. That would not be ma'akev. Question comes up is that a person should hear the kriya of Parsha Zachar in the way that he pronounces the words. The Sephardi should hear from the Sephardim and Ashkenazim should hear from the Ashkenazim. So the Chazish was asked this question. He says, B'di'evet Yoytze. Definitely B'di'evet, a person who would hear in Havara Sephardit or he would hear in the Habor Ashkenazis, right? However, whatever that would be. So he would Yoytze his kriya, even though that's not how he normally pronounces something. He definitely would be Yoytze. But that being said, said it is preferred the chachila that a person should hear in the havarah that they normally daven in. Question which comes up: if you have a choice between a sefer Torah which is mehudar, being laid in a place which is a different havara than your havara, and a sefer Torah which is not so mehudar, being laid in the place where the havara is like your havara, what is better? That's a question. If you have that question, please see me. Okay, one last point over here. In regards to there is a machloikis in regards to whether women are chayiv in this mitzvah. Logic would say it's a mitzvah say, but it's a mitzvah say which is not zman grom amikir adin. It has to be sometime during the year. The mitzvah say women should be chayiv in it. The sefer chinuch comes along and says that since the purpose of this mitzvah is to bring them to go out to eradicate, to destroy, that's a chiyuv on the men because the women are not ones to go out to war. So the mitzvah does not apply to women. So there's a machloikis whether the mitzvah applies to women. If that's the opinion of the chinuch, not everybody agrees with him, so therefore it's machlokes. Well, the women should therefore try and hear the kriya as well. Rav Moshe Paskins that you do not take out a sefer Torah for the tzarach of noshim, being metaltal sefer Torah, which is a conversation which you need to have at a different point anyway. The idea of moving sefer Torah around is not simple. We seem to take it very, very lightly. Sefer Torah here, sefer Torah there. We mentioned a little bit about a week and a half ago the idea that the sefer Torah walks by, you can't ignore it. The whole idea of tiltal sefer Torah, I was going to point out, for example, taking sefer Torah out of a building, that which we allow the sefer Torah to go from room to room. Under one roof is acceptable. Going out of the building would be problematic. Just moving a sefer Torah around. So taking out a sefer Torah, Moshe holds even within a shul just for the tzarach of women reading, he holds it's wrong to do. And a person should not do that. He does say that by mincha when they're taking out a sefer Torah anyway, to then roll the sefer Torah and read the parsha of Zohar, that is acceptable. But to take it out for that purpose, and that is what Rambam or Zatzal held, and that's why in the shul they do not have a sefer kriya for women. In Shomrei Emunah, but what they do is by mincha they take it out and they read it. They read it like that. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's what Rainer Zatzal Paskins. Have a good morning.